Chats, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlie,
Ava,
and Asha
with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Police are having their Glock handheld guns recalled following an update to check the safety of their weapons. In a statement released by the Queensland Police Service, the guns are being recalled due to a concern during a proactive safety check where issues were found with the weapons. The details of the malfunction include the weapons potentially firing multiple shots once the weapons were discharged. There have currently been no reported incidents including these weapons, and any of the guns that passed the new tests and regulations will return to frontline duties.
More in local news. Since 2016, the First Nations Foundation has reconnected 12 First Nation communities from Serena to Cooktown with more than $30 million in superannuation. The First Nations Foundation is a small, not-for-profit and provides a financial wellness outreach program, delivering the services of digital access, online or previously cut services, and identify verification effectively meeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders where they are, in their community with culturally informed support. This demonstrates that superannuation being compulsory doesn't always mean it is accessible, especially for regional and remote communities.
In national news, new research on Victoria's iconic 12 Apostles was uncovered on how the famous rock formations were created. Researchers from the Australian Institute of Earth Sciences have deduced that calcium carbonate-rich formations were layered over 16 million years before rising from the ocean around 8.6 million years ago, following a clean break from Antarctica around 30 million years ago. In their research, the team at AIES found trillions of microfossils belonging to ancient sea creatures within the rocks, with lead researcher and micropaleontologist Dr. Stephen Gallagher suggesting the largest apostle contains about 760 trillion microfossils. Almost every grain in these limestones is a fossil, basically, but you can't see them because they're microscopic and they've been smashed up, he said. This study marks the beginning of a more in-depth investigation into the region's climate history.
In further national news, this week, as of 2 days ago, it was announced that the Australian government will be cutting disabled people off the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Marnie True, for Deep Cut News, states that 160,000 people are going to be kicked off the NDIS, with an overhaul related to the eligibility test. Leading up to the May 2026 budget, Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, stated, "It's undermined if 4 out of 10 kids in the class are on NDIS," while Health Minister Mark Butler last year claimed that 1 out of every 10 six-year-olds are on NDIS. Butler announced these billions of dollars in cuts of the NDIS due to exceeding the forecasted budgeted spend, with plans to use solely a functional capacity test yearly.
In international news, an internal US government watchdog has announced today that there will be an audit into the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein files. The audit comes after months of controversy surrounding the Department of Justice's transparency and handling of the files, and will examine their processes of identifying, redacting, and releasing of records. The Epstein Files Transparency Act, which passed late last year, gave the DOJ 30 days to release the files with certain permissions for redactions, such as personal details of survivors. The DOJ then released millions of files, many of which were redacted, however some contained details of survivors and even naked photographs of them, released to the public. Many social media users and public figures are suggesting that redaction permissions may have been misused to protect the privacy of certain political or business powers instead of survivors. The DOJ's Office of Inspector General says the audit would address concerns as to how the files were handled, and stated that while there is no timeline for the audit's release, a report would be made public when completed.
For your weather today, it is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The humidity is currently sitting at 67% and the UV index is low. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back in your ears at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.